Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment, Serial Data, and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have one of your favorites. The tall, funny, great-haired, blessed by God, delight, Justin Martindale.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Juicy Scoop. You and I are going to have a romantic weekend together this weekend at the Tempe Improv, one show Friday, two shows Saturday, selling very well. I think there's only probably tickets left for the second show Saturday, but double check, because you're going to get Justin, and then you're going to get me.
I didn't know. Is it going to be romantic? I didn't know that was part of the
I thought the we would deal. Do a cute lunch.
I would love a cute lunch. Yeah. Finally, I'm getting a cute lunch. Took me 2 years. I'm getting a cute lunch. I can't wait.
Yes. So, first, we have so much to discuss.
Yes.
But here's a story from Hot Celebs, H-A-W-T, celebs.com. It's me leaving Craig's on Saturday night. And I need to talk to you because it was a lot of your comedy friends that were there.
Who?
Well, I sat down with my girlfriend and... And, you know, we were supposed to go out with Lisa Gastineau of the Gastineau Girls. And I said on my Patreon, she may flake. And she did. So she wasn't feeling well. So it was just the two of us. But then my friend had some this adorable couple staying with them. That's hot guy who is a New Zealand from they're both from New Zealand. She's a Victoria's Secret model. He's a professional soccer player.
From New Zealand.
From New Zealand. Dying.
Yeah, bye.
So they came and joined us because, and they have a baby that her nanny was watching. Anyway, right when I sat down, Sarah Silverman comes over. Oh, hi, Heather. Oh, hello. So I said, I hope you come to do Juicy Scoop. I know I asked you 5 years ago. I go, but now, and she goes, but now I know you're like a big deal. I don't know if that was nice or mean, but I said, I just think the fans would like it. Love to have you on, girl. Love to have you on. I just want people to know that when you bring up people that you'd love to have me on the show, Kathy Griffin, Sarah, I have asked all these people. I have met them in person and asked them. I have DM'd them. I have asked. So just know... I don't need to beg.
The offer's there.
I got Justin.
Yeah, I'll show up.
Yeah.
I was not invited to Craig's and I'm here. I was probably on stage doing my thing.
So then the drinking starts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I Ubered it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's Saturday. I rarely go out like on a Saturday night. It's usually like a Tuesday or something. So, and I've got, you know, Pilates the next day and recording. So... I start having the cucumber martinis that I really love. And this girl that I know through mutual friends, she comes back to my table. I met her earlier. She lives out in Hidden Hills. She goes, come out to the back because Jeffrey Ross and Chris Rock are there.
Oh.
I said, all right.
This was Saturday?
This is Saturday.
I saw Jeff Ross Saturday.
So this was probably like, I think he said he did the store.
He did, yeah.
At
I brought
like
him
9:30.
Up. I brought him up on stage.
Okay, well, he immediately got in his car and went over to Craig's.
God. Okay. I should have stayed in the green room and been invited. Probably
I know.
Not.
You might have. Okay, so then, so I go and I go, hey, now Jeffrey Ross knows who I am. Chris Rock, I don't think I've ever met. I've never worked with.
Yeah,
so
Chris
I
Rock
assumed
popped in. Yeah.
He does not know me. And so I said, hello, I'm Heather McDonald, a comedian as well. So we just start talking, and I'm pretty buzzed and having good conversations. And we start talking about, and I said, you know, about going out on the road again. And I go, for some reason, I'm very passionate about Adele flaking, which we have not discussed. But I said on my Patreon last week, she's dick whipped. She is in love with this guy, and she's freaking out that he's not with her 24/7, and she, and along with all the other things that's going, that her personality of anxiety, canceling shows, being nervous that it has to be talking toilets like Katy Perry, like we talked before, I've read all the articles about it, but my first thought when I heard that she was crying when she flaked, when she canceled it last minute, I said, I think it's because she has new dick in her life and she's obsessed with it. And she's, and he's in, not only is he hot, cute boyfriend, but he is a sports agent who's around very popular athletes. That's the nervous thing for a girl that maybe is worried that her guy's going to cheat.
She's got the new dick nerves. I think that's a thing.
It is. And so anyway, I start talking about it, and I have to say, they start laughing. And then my friend Krista comes over, and she's very gorgeous. And so she starts talking to them. Now, I go over to the other table where now Tara Reid is with these.
What?
Tara Reid is
with. You need to lead with that. Tara Reid's out in the wild again?
Originally, Tara Reid was sitting at the Chris Rock, Jeffrey Ross table.
Wow.
And then I've interviewed Tara Reid.
Mm-hmm.
And really what I remembered is that she had lipstick all over her teeth. And I never said anything.
Nature's healed, yeah.
It was Hollywood Today Live with Ross Matthews. And I was like, Ross, like, it still haunts me to this day that you and I didn't tell her that she has the red lipstick on her teeth, which is a very common mistake, which is why I really don't even wear red lipstick. But based on your smile or whatever. And we did this whole interview, like, on a major syndicated talk show. Mm-hmm. And I'm just – now – of course, she didn't remember me either, but I wasn't going to lead with the lipstick. But I did say, I did interview you a couple years ago, whatever. So then she hops back to the other table that originally she was at a party with, the Hidden Hills people. So I started. So now my friend Krista's talking to them, and who doesn't want a hot, gorgeous, like, Latina girl sitting there talking?
Yeah, she's stunning.
Yeah, I mean,
she's gorgeous. So, I've met her, yeah.
But then, so then I come over, we're still talking to them. Now it's Jeffrey Ross, Chris Rock, and some other guy. And then,
yeah, he was with Jeff. I know
the most embarrassing thing happens.
You farted.
Worse.
What? Worse than farting?
Security comes over and tells us to leave.
No.
Yes.
Wait, you or the whole group?
Just Krista and I. No, because the whole group's at their own table.
Uh-huh.
They're normal people that are couples out from Hidden Hills having fun.
Why did you get us to leave?
I don't know if there was like a wink, wink, get these bitches away, or the security just felt these girls have stayed too long at. Anyway, the point of it being so horrifying for me is that approximately 25 years ago, a similar situation happened to me with Jerry Seinfeld, where I squatted myself at his table with his friend at the Beverly Hills bar. No, at the Four Seasons of Beverly Hills, that bar there where a lot of Russian hookers go. I... was like, seize the day. I've been doing stand-up for 2 years or 3 years.
You've made it.
I've got big tits like his 18-year-old girlfriend, Shoshana, even though he's 38. I'm only 25. I think I'm young enough for him to maybe like. I'm funny. Squatted there and got ordered a beer. And then when the beer came, I kept talking to him and his friend, who's like clearly some writer with a baseball cap on. And he goes... Heather, I thought you said when you got your beer, you would take it and leave.
To your face?
To my face.
Good God.
Haunted me. Never ran into him since. People say, why don't you do comedians in cars? I go, God, if I ever do, that'll be the fucking story I lead with. It's haunted me forever.
Mm-hmm.
So then here it is.
The anniversary.
25 years later. 25 years later.
To the day.
To the day. What if it was? Like, I don't know the day. But honestly, it was like 20-something years ago, more. And I'm like, once again, I'm just the girl that is not as successful as these male comedians. And I think that we're going to jam it on after I've had 3 martinis. And they're like... See ya.
Did you say anything?
No, they didn't. They did. They were, first of all, I want to say, all 3 of them were completely nice.
Yeah.
We definitely could have, we may have overstayed our welcome. They may have act. Now, I'm
they
like.
They might have needed the table.
Also, I don't think you go to Craig's on a Saturday night to have a hardcore pitch meeting or business. You're going there to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
There's paparazzi outside.
Mm-hmm.
It is a vibe where people do get up. This is not. The private Soho house where you can't go up to people's tables and take photos. Like, people are there to, like, be social. So anyway, I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go. Fuck, this is so embarrassing. This is fucking, you know, Jerry Seinfeld again. Get out. No matter how many podcasts I do and how many times the world tells me that they love Justin Martindale when he's on a walk in the woods.
Yay!
You got recognized.
That was so sweet. In the woods. This lady, I'm walking with my boyfriend, and she's like,
Juicy Scoop.
And I went, what? And I didn't hear it, and my boyfriend did, and he was like, oh, babe, Juicy Scoop. And I thought she was just saying, like, good morning. And oh. I was like, morning. And she's like, no, Juicy Scoop. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know that Chris Rock and Jeffrey Ross know that. What a big deal this is. Anyway, so we leave. And they walk out, and they're like, we say goodbye to them when they're leaving, and there's like a little talk between my friend and him, and that's it. But, you know, I get in the car, go home, and I have the fucking like fear of God at like 5 a.m, hungover, like, what did I say?
Mm-hmm.
You loser.
This is all too familiar for me.
Like, why?
Take a silkwood shower, get that steel wool out.
Yeah, why didn't I just say hello and like Happy New Year? Glad you guys are out.
Yeah.
There was so much more that I said that I can remember. I just don't want to relive it right now. Anyway.
See, I would have had at least you didn't get a little surly. Like, if they're like, we need you to leave. And you were like, you look over and you're like, I see how it is.
Yeah.
I know when I'm not wanted. I'll see you in hell and on Juicy Scoop.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy because, like, I was just with those guys and they were like, good seeing you, Justin. And I'm like, bye. And you're like, I was hanging out with them.
Oh my God,
and I'm like,
nothing would have been
more fun. We were there. We were like in the multiverse. We were with the same people, but in different locations. That's kind of cool.
Nothing would have been more fun than if you were at the table. So anyway, I started to get ready that night.
I wonder if we would have stayed if I was there.
Yes.
No, probably not. They'd be like, there's some dishes in the back.
No, we would have partied harder. But then I got in the car and left. And they went off to gay bars.
They went to gay bars?
Yes.
Who?
My friend Krista and the...
I thought Chris Rock and Jeff Ross. I was like,
Krista and the couple.
Oh.
Just because that's like the closest next place and they had fun.
Where'd they go? Do you know?
I think they went to like the Abbey or something. Yep. Yeah. So they, you know...
Be careful.
The basic bitch...
Yeah.
It was all fun. But when I started to get ready on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I definitely was not expecting a fun night at all. Well, this part maybe I'll save for later. Well, we had something a little interesting happen. There's this guy that we always see when we go out that we both assumed was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Because what other friends do I have?
Is this a cry for help?
No, but I, like, it's kind of weird that she's like, I just found out, you know, he's not gay.
Uh-huh.
And then when we went through the history of, like, how she met him and where I've met him and all the places we've seen. And he introduced me to his friend, who I assume was his boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is about the worst gay personality I've ever met. It turned out he was straight. They're both straight.
So were you shocked? So this was your metamorphosis on RuPaul's Drag Race this season?
I don't know if I feel a little bit duped.
Mm-hmm.
There was no point in which he ever said his sexuality. But if you know, like, who I am and you're at, like, you know, Pomp and all these other kind of gay places, like, and you're at the two parties of, like, former housewives.
Mm-hmm. You assume. You put two and two together.
Yeah.
So are you gay profiling people Heather?
I mean, do I have to start asking if men that approach me aren't gay? Because I just assume they all are. And now I'm like, what? How did a straight sneak in here?
You need to get one of those like COVID thermometers that check your forehead and just see if it says gay or not. And you're like, okay, come on in.
Like, it's okay, but it was just like what?
But once you found out he was straight, were you like?
I mean.
Oh, really? Just doing a shimmy.
Well, also, he bought me a drink. And I also felt a little guilty about that.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. I just felt like, you know, I feel less guilty about a straight guy buying me a drink.
You feel less guilty about a straight guy buying me a drink.
Yeah, if a straight guy bought me a drink, I'd be like, oh, okay, sure, why not? You're straight, whatever. But a gay guy, I'm like, save your money for the Abbey.
Yeah, that's $25 a drink.
Like, what are you doing spending it on me?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's sweet of you. Well, you're such an ally, Heather. God, if you're not the Grand Marshal of this year's Pride, I don't know who will be.
Oh, my God. Well.
You're 2022 Grand Marshal, Heather McDonald. She was kicked out of Craig's. Asked to leave at Craig's.
Not kicked out. Asked to remove. To remove my, this female stand-up needs to remove herself from this much more popular male stand-up table. Is really what it is.
That's the platform you need to go off. I was asked to leave because I'm a woman.
I'm a woman. They didn't want to talk. They were perfectly nice.
Yes, they're great.
But I don't know if a wink wink happened with the security guard or if the security guard just got a vibe of like, these chicks have been there long enough and...
Getting a little chatty, maybe.
Yeah, getting a little boozy. Let me do a favor because they pay me well. You probably tip them really well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So anyway, moving on. Have you watched any of this documentary on A&E, The Dark Truth of the Playboy Mansion?
I have not. It is in the queue. I have so much stuff that I'm watching, but it's definitely on there. I do follow Holly Madison on TikTok, so I've seen some of her stories.
Yes.
And Kendra was on the show, obviously, so yes, I feel like...
Yeah, she was. Kendra's on here. As you know, they don't get along. They have no relationship now, Kendra and Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Holly came on my show years ago, like the first year of me doing Juicy Scoop, when her book first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, to me, I want to pull it up and maybe put it on Patreon. It wasn't that great of an interview. I felt that she was still very, very guarded and holding back. What's interesting is now in this documentary, she realizes that she is a late in life diagnosed might have Asperger's.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she didn't really realize it growing up, and she didn't realize it when she entered the Playboy Mansion. But that is so intriguing to me because obviously, like, now we realize, when you even look back at, like, maybe kids in your school or whatever, and you think, you know, oh, probably if it was today, they would probably be able to diagnose this. Instead, they were just odd or unpopular or whatever.
Awkward.
Yeah, or like, oh, you know.
Right.
But then, you know, so it's interesting because she's like, I had a hard time, like, interpersonally with people and all this. And so her story, you know, her whole thing is, yes, I was obsessed with Playboy. I was obsessed with that look. I wanted to do that. I got to the parties. I went out with all the girls that night. They asked me to stay. They have their group sex where they have to hop on Hugh Hefner, and he doesn't use condoms, and it's very mechanical. You do some stuff with girls. There's porn on the big screen, and it's very mechanical, and that's what happens. And the next day, he said, do you want to live here? And she said, yes. And so she knew the deal, and then kind of like what I'm watching now, Sister Wives, you know, she then moved herself up to the top, but then the other girls kind of hated her because he would say, why can't you be hot like Holly? Holly follows the rules. Holly likes to watch Casablanca over and over again. He always had old movie nights.
Yeah.
Holly's an old soul. It's like, no, she's not. She's just... just being associating herself with whatever. She
knows her place.
She knows her place. And so then the girls started to like hate her. And then this one girl that she was, you know, that was part of it was recruiting some of the other, like when he had like seven girlfriends, she was recruiting them to go be escorts through this like woman that probably took over for Heidi Fleiss.
Oh, got it.
And I guess it got back to Q. And then that girl assumed it was Holly who told. And Holly to this day says, I didn't tell. But that girl then, you know, left the mansion and all the girls hated her, hated Holly. And everyone thought it was Holly. And to this day, Holly's like, it wasn't me who told. But I mean, I don't know. So it's pretty... it's good. It's on Mondays. There's only two episodes in.
Okay.
I'll watch it tonight. It gets a lot darker and everything.
Yeah,
and
wasn't there something about him like having sex with a dog or something?
So there's one former girlfriend who says she walked in on him doing something with her dog and she was like, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, it was just this once. It's just, you know, I was just being silly, whatever. And, you know, people are very upset about that and they're like, there's no proof to this, and that's about the worst thing that you could say about Hugh, and that's not true. and she's saying it is.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, continued to stay with him, but just never let her dog be alone with him. Sorry, that is what she said.
That's crazy. So, I mean, I'm reading this headline now, and it's like, I'm sure there was orgies. We all saw the grotto.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like, you know, you'd have these like big power players come to the mansion, and I'm sure there was like a lot of seedy shit going on in there.
Okay, so
we knew all about it.
So I went to a handful of the parties in the late 90s, and I got invited because I was out one night. I met Bill Maher, and then Bill Maher's friend invited us to a party out at a club. And then the guy's like, would you like to go to the Playboy Mansion? And then I got put on the list. And then every time I get to a party, they take a photo of me to make sure I was still cute enough, and I'd be invited to the next. I want to say, looking at this photo, I absolutely do not think I was cute enough to go to this party. What the fuck?
I mean, you definitely are giving off, like...
I guess I look kind of young, maybe.
You look really young. This is like a Victoria's Secret nighty?
No, I have it here because I just cleaned out my closet, uh-huh. and I could not give it away.
Uh-huh.
And it is from Trashy Lingerie.
Oh, yes, on La Cienega.
It's a little purple dress. And mm-hmm. my son asked me the other day, Mom, when you went to the Playboy Mansion, were you wearing like G-strings and underwear and stuff there? And I said, no. I wore little satin lingerie dresses mm-hmm. just so my boys know. I ate up a storm. As you can see, I have like a
this
pooch.
Is what mommy wore, okay?
Yeah.
This is what mommy wore.
Do it.
Mommy had taste back in the day. This is what I wore, kids. Your mother would walk around in this while women were having quaalude orgies. This is what I wore.
Exactly. I have to say, I would drive my Toyota Celica from Brentwood to park at UCLA, which then you'd get on the bus.
Yeah.
I was always sober enough to get off the bus and drive home because there weren't Ubers and shit like
that.
Yeah,
no.
So I never really got that wasted during those years because I didn't have the Uber like I do now to take me back from Craig's when I get wasted.
Yeah,
I had to always kind of be – and I ate a lot. I was always starving. And it was tons of free food. Here's Carmen Electra, gorgeous.
I mean, my God, Carmen Electra. What? I mean, what
Let's
year,
get her on
what
the
year
show.
Is this?
This would have been 1998 or 9.
Yeah.
Because the last party I got invited to was New Year's Eve turning into 2000.
Oh, God. You went to the Playboy Mansion on New Year's Eve 2000?
No, I made a horrible mistake. I called to...
Jerry Seinfeld.
Worse. I called to RSVP and I said, oh, and for my plus one, I'd like to bring my husband. I'm married now. Thinking that the lady that's been inviting me to the last 10 parties would be happy for me.
No.
She said, oh, absolutely not. This is a singles party. And then never invited again.
You said, why, 2K? Why?
And my husband, he wouldn't even have cared because he took a photo of me in this. I was living at his place when I went to the party. He was like, go ahead. Like, I was on, you know, my little MTV show. Carmen knew who I was. She was so nice.
Yes, yeah, that's
great. And then here is OJ's friend, Kato Kaelin.
Cool boy.
And so you can see this is a different party. And I'm in another little red satiny thing. Anyway.
Was this a pajama party or is that just the vibe?
No, these were the pajama parties. Then there was like Midsummer Night's Dream would be like a different outfit.
Yes. Okay.
Then there was Halloween costumes. At one point, they didn't allow cameras anymore, so we couldn't take photos. And I can't remember how many I went to, but I probably went to like 5. And then I went to some smaller ones. Mm-hmm. Like they called me and they're like, oh, he had this girlfriend, Brooke something, Hugh Hefner, and she just got on like Baywatch Hawaii. And they're like, oh, we're having a smaller party to celebrate Brooke. I mean, I can't believe I was invited to this shit. Anyway, so you go around and I would always see... David Schwimmer, Chachi, what the hell is his name? Scott Baio, the old guy that was in Misery, John.
James Caan, yes.
Yes. There'd be those fixed, there'd be the old, there was a group of his old friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then every Sunday you'd have to go watch Casablanca. And they invited me to the Sunday movie thing. And I'm like, I do not want to do that. Because I knew that was just being forced to watch an old movie which is like, he was my dad's age. Like, yeah. So, and my dad was already old to be my dad. So I was like, I don't need to watch any more black and white films. So I only wanted to go to like the killer parties with the killer food. And I have to say, like,
word killer, though, because I mean, Kato Kaelin's right in that picture with you. God, Heather.
Anyway, it was very fun. It was just like a fun night. Mm-hmm. I never met any guys there because there were hardly any.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And girls were like, it was work for these girls. If they were the girlfriends, they took pictures all night. They danced all night, you know. So, and then there were the girls that were just just naked, but they had painted on bikinis. But, yeah, it was just more like an extravagant killer party.
Mm-hmm.
And one that, you know, you can brag about on Juicy Scoop 25 years later. Let's talk about your thoughts on everything that's going on with Kanye West, because there's a lot.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin. Like,
well, we can begin.
We talked about, and why does this guy behind him look like me? Like, it looks like I'm just like in the back.
TMZ is saying, we'll start with this story. Yeah. There's like five. TMZ is saying, Kanye West says, I want homeless to model my clothes.
Okay. I've seen Kanye's clothing.
Already, the homeless are already wearing it.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
How would you know that they were homeless? Like, is it just elevated homeless chic? Is that what they want? How about, is he paying these homeless people to walk in the show? Like, that's what I would, like, here's some free Yeezys. I'd be like, can I get a sandwich? I don't understand. I think it's like he's doing this whole like Good Samaritan thing. I honestly
the latest
have no
I heard
clue.
Is that this article came out from TMZ, and then there was another something I heard that like
he's calling Pete Davidson gay and he has
no
AIDS.
No. But with this, that they're really that this really might not be happening. Like he said it in one of his things, but like no one's contacted, and like how do you who gets chosen? I mean, what is Tyra going to come out of retirement and pick the people? I mean, like, what is going on?
Is there like a gold Wonka bar that like gets scattered around the homeless and they're like, oh, I got a golden ticket. Like,
I get to model. Yeah. And then like, do you imagine like.
I kind of want to see the show.
Well, like what? Oh, first of all. Okay. So now you're working for Kanye.
Right.
You're the stylist.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I mean,
he's the stylist.
I assume they get girlfriend. COVID tests. But and what else? I mean,
I would want like, are you on methamphetamines right now? Test. Are you mentally capable? Test.
I mean, that's why this whole thing makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine that you say it and we're talking about it, but like, if you honestly think about what goes down to even, you know, have somebody do a small production,
mm-hmm.
now you're dealing with people that, you know, don't have paperwork, aren't, you know, are living, literally living on the street. You're just going to let them, you're going to have them model, and like, who's going to make sure that they're taken care of? And then, of course, did they properly get paid? And then you're just going to give them $200 in cash to go shoot up?
I don't know. I think I would love to see that show, though. I mean, could you just imagine like Anna Wintour in the front and then someone's just like, just walk.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, she's like, oh, the spectacle. You know, I think that would be, it can happen.
There's no way it's happening.
There's no way it's happening.
Okay, here we are. Okay, so here's the other one. Yeah. He also is allegedly spreading rumors. This is also from TMZ. He's telling people and that, like at a party or mm-hmm. wherever that Pete Davidson has AIDS. And then those people have then reported to TMZ that he's what he's saying.
I think this is trash, honestly. I think at this point.
Do you think he's saying it to people?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's totally saying it. I think he's so like, he's snapped.
Yeah.
He doesn't know, like he's mad. She's moving on. He now has this like weird.
Julia Fox.
Who cares? Who I've heard she's awful too. Like
I just thought of this one because we don't have the info. But I just read an article like from Hollywood Unlock or something like that, that said, that apparently a source said that Drake was pursuing her before Kanye and had mm-hmm. given her two big expensive handbags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
she's just like one of those girls that's running in the circles trying to.
Well, and I'm like, what? So you're making a derogatory term that gay is bad. Like, oh, he's gay and he has AIDS, which is, I just think, disgusting to
and
just.
What is it, 1985?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's such a trope from like the 80s and early 90s where it's like, ah, oh, no, he's gay. Ha ha. Yeah. But yeah. Also, I'm like, Kanye, you dress your girlfriends and do their makeup.
Speaking of that, let's just remember this amazing moment. Amber Rose.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the greatest tweets of ever in the world.
Epic.
Also a guest on Juicy Scoop. On 1/27/16, the mm-hmm. anniversary just happened. At Kanye West. Are you mad I'm not around to play in your asshole anymore? # fingers in the booty ass bitch.
Fingers in the booty ass bitch. Fingers in the booty.
Perez, actually, Perez Hilton reminded me of this.
Yeah, 60. So, I love how this is an anniversary. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, remember this tweet?
So
I just think, I just don't understand how he can't. It's like the whole thing with Taylor Swift. He can't let go of things.
Yeah.
Like he just has to hold on to them. To like, I don't know if it's like I need to stay relevant or I just have a grudge and I don't have to deal with this stuff. But this is why Kim got out.
Yes. I mean,
I'm
the more
so happy
you hear about
her.
It, the more I'm, and I've been saying it for years.
Yeah.
I've been like, I can't, once they break up, she's going to be able to wear color. It immediately happened. She's going to stop having to wear giant ski jackets in the middle of July at Hidden Hills. She's eventually get ready for the house to have some color and some paintings and things.
Yeah.
The fact that she went along with all that, with everything he said for so long, is sort of interesting because you think she's such like a strong woman and has her own opinion, but somehow she was sucked under his spell and really like, I think, allowed him to sort of lead her to a place. And then, but what an annoying nightmare he must have been.
Well, that's I think that too. It's like, and his new girlfriend, what's her name? Julia Fox?
Yes.
Of course,
so we have
another
some...
Fox. Oh, good God.
So this was kind of funny. This is a photo that of them at a fashion show. He has the ski mask on and she's got the crazy black makeup and a black jacket.
Black swan.
And Bravo OMG Instagram, very funny, wrote, "These are the burglars that Tom confronted and then had to go to get eye surgery. And then Erica's son had to go over and help. And then Erica's son, he rolled over the car 5 times on the way home and she's under a lot of stress." So yeah, they look like burglars, so they went to fashion shows dressed like this.
It's very you know, and I've heard that she herself has been obsessed with the Kardashians, so so now I think that's kind of like there's some sort of like, I don't know, what do you want to call it, like a synergy that Kanye's just kind of like, oh okay, well here I can come here and I'll make you into one,
right? Exactly. And I also think, you know, there's certain actresses that throughout their career knew that this kind of romance publicity will skyrocket you to a way that then the world can see your real talent.
Yeah.
And you're just like jumping 12 steps through a dick. Okay. Use your femininity. Screw Kanye. Yeah.
She's got the new dick blues or whatever.
Who knows if they're even screwing?
Yeah.
He might not even want to screw.
I don't
okay,
even
Kanye
know.
West kisses Julia Fox's Daily Mail with tongue at star-studded Paris event this week where he wears eerie lenses. So he's got these crazy contacts that makes his pupils look really small. After the rumor spread, here it is, that she used to date Drake, okay? So here they are. She's got her crazy black makeup on.
God, that's so bad.
And, you know,
like
gloves.
Just grabbed charcoal and just smeared it across her eyes.
Because he probably came up with that. He's probably like, you know what would look hot?
Yeah.
You know how all of a sudden he just like has an idea?
Oh, yeah.
And
I forget because he's God, right?
Yeah, and they're just kissing gross. And then there was also a video of him, I guess he's yelling at paparazzi about how to film him meeting. He's like, I'm meeting my girl. Get out of the shot. Get out of the shot. And everyone's like, this is hilarious that he is directing paparazzi on how to do the job. And then one guy.
But Pete Davidson's gay? Have you ever met a gay guy? Be like, no. Right here. Like, go up. Like, can you just, like, hold on. Guys, like, seriously. Can you guys just get out of the way? Like,
and then
what straight guy is, like, directing paparazzi?
And then she meets him at the airport. He's, like, picking her up from getting off the plane or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's got, you know, the full stomach exposed. And I'm like, oh, like, we're supposed to believe that you wore that on a plane. Like, could anything be more uncomfortable than having your full stomach exposed on a fucking plane with
That's
your
cold.
Bare back on the, like, gross
those,
thing.
Those jets on you.
No matter how thin you are, you got some curls when you're sitting down. Like, are you kidding me?
Get some peanuts in your belly button.
Oh, God. Like, shut up. It's all so dumb. Yeah. I am so you know what? I know people like her in her whatever that show. What's the show called?
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, I've not seen it. I know people like that show. I don't like you.
Yeah,
I'm so annoyed with everything you're doing, Julia Fox. Go
it's like
away.
It's like a downgrade. It's definitely a downgrade.
Like you are on a good show. You were a good actress. Yeah. You could have like been legit.
Yeah.
Now, like.
And I've heard that she's had some, like, spats with people in restaurants and stuff. Maybe not Craig's. Maybe she gave the wink, you know. But I've heard that she's been like, oh, those people are staring at me. Can you, like, what's your problem? Like, she's done, like, she's kind of that girl. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm being looked at right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Get out of here.
Amazing. Courtney got a new piercing.
Good for her.
But what's interesting, she got a nipple piercing, but then she made a little hole in her black dress to have the ring pop out.
Let everyone know.
Yeah, so.
Give it some room. Free the nip.
Very confused by Courtney's transformation.
Why?
I mean, not, I guess I'm not confused. It's just kind of like you were like hippy-dippy earth mom.
Yeah.
And now you're punk rock girlfriend, which is kind of funny. And we've all made fun of it that she's like that girl in high school.
Yeah.
That starts dating the different guy. I mean, it's straight out of Valley Girl.
It's straight out of
that. She's the Valley Girl. She starts dating Nicolas
Cage.
The skater
guy, yeah.
And she kind of starts to change her clothes, and her friends are like, ew, mm-hmm. why? Yeah.
I say let her have a midlife crisis with a K.
Okay, I love it.
You know what? I think she's having fun, and I'm going to say I'm going to have her back on this. She did it first.
And you know what?
She's the first one who started.
And I have to say, and, you know, she's, and please don't go after me because I don't care because I think she looks great. But I definitely think she's, you know, gained a few LBs and she still looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always the sign that you're like happy and in love, that you're just like a little bit like, let me eat what I want to eat. Why am I not like freak out and work out every day?
Yeah.
Now, Chloe, on the other hand, Drunk Dawn.
No pun intended, on the other hand.
Drunk Dawn. Wait, drunk. What is it? It's
Drunk Drawn. I love Drunk Drawn.
Drunk Drawn is an amazing artist on Instagram.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but this person gets inspired by stuff in pop culture and everything,
yeah.
And drew this. So Chloe did this photo that kind of went crazy because everyone was like, now we know Chloe loves the long, long nails. But she's wearing this like all bodysuit, these over the knee, like designer Fendi boots or something. And, you know, the body's looking.
I think it's Skims. It looks like Skims.
Well, the body's looking snatched, you know, yeah. Whether it's photoshopped or not. She's, you know, flat tummy and all that.
Yeah.
But the hands were like, I don't know. Her fingers were very long and gray, and it kind of scared people and reminded them of chicken.
I posted this. My friend Kelsey sent me this early in the morning. She was in New York, and she sent me this. And like, I was getting
Gucci
up,
boots.
Having
yeah,
coffee,
on.
And she was like, "You need to see this." And I immediately posted it because you saw Chicken Hands, I saw Nosferatu, which is a classic black and white film that I'm sure Hugh Hefner watched on Sundays during the Halloween season. But it is straight up vampire. You know who Nosferatu is?
No.
Like that old, it's like the first vampire.
Yeah.
And he comes out of the coffin.
Yes.
That is exactly what I saw. She's giving me Nosferatu realness. I mean, and everyone, I posted this and people were like, oh my God. And then I posted it in the morning. And then that's when all the accounts started being like, hey, look, it's Nosferatu. And people were like, they stole your idea. And I'm like, yeah, because that's what the internet does. No.
Well, that's why when I come up with these, when I see these things. So wait, you made this?
No. I didn't make this.
Now,
no, I
don't
said
know
it
if
was
this
a vampire.
Was Cynthia Nelson or someone sent it to me. So if you made this
No, I didn't make
don't
the,
get
I didn't
mad
make the
at
chicken.
Me
no, but that's a funny. No, I did the
chicken
full,
thing is funny.
I did the vampire thing and then I actually taped actual nails to my face and was like,
oh, that, oh yes, I saw that. Yes.
I was like, thanks for the inspiration, Chloe. It's crazy. I here's the thing. And a lot of the questions was, how does she wipe herself?
Also, I think her
how do you
hand,
do it?
I think her fingers, they do look kind of bony and everything, but also I think the shadow made them look gray.
Well,
and then
you
the
know what happens when
nails.
A vampire gets in the sun, right? She has to stay in the shadows because she'll just turn to dust. It is a lot. I'm just still confused. Does she have a bidet? Does she pay somebody? How does she hold the baby?
Well, the girl is like four now, so I guess. But the super long nails, I really just don't get.
You think that's a trend that's going to be over soon?
Yeah, they it always goes in and out.
Yeah.
The nail trends right now, like, but My nails are like normal, but they're kind of long for me, but whatever. Kim was caught photoshopping.
Oh, photoshopping.
And you can see she did like a really weird, I don't know why she would do that in the back of her leg.
She does this a lot. She's really bad at Photoshop. She had one where, like, I guess her hand, it looked like bendy or something. And her, like, her,
oh,
remember
yes,
that when her finger, like, bent all the way back?
It's a fun thing for people to follow. And then Courtney did this other one where she was wearing, like, a leopard robe or something. And she was turning around the back. And people accused her of making her ass look bigger.
Okay.
And then she did take it down.
Shocker.
Took it down right away when she was called out.
I love Photoshop detectives. I wish I could Photoshop.
What if that was someone's, like... Oh, my God. That should be a new...
Photoshop detectives.
Should be a
Let's
new...
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll pitch it.
It's a competition. You know what? It shouldn't be a full show. It should be a... There should be a show...
Photoshop Wars.
Yes. And then... Or like, there's a little... Like, okay, you guys, you know, you think that you are stars of the internet. Who's going to be able to detect, you know...
There wasn't Photoshop.
Yes. And then they do fresh photos... Uh-huh. And they actually do photoshopping, and then someone has to go, this was photoshopped or this was not.
Or we take someone gross, like, you know, and then we, like, make them look like, you know, that Hollywood A-list and be like, is for, you know, for $5,000, is this a real person or not?
Yeah.
Has this been photoshopped? And they're like, no, it's a real person. And then we bring out the, like, you know, the Kanye model comes out and you're like, nope, it's actually a Kanye homeless model. Oh, okay. That would be a great show. We could pitch that to Jeff Ross and Chris Rock at the booth at Craig's.
There's a woman on TikTok or wherever that does that has no teeth.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And so she, you know, no teeth, like no eyebrows, skinny.
Yes.
So she looks like someone that could be modeling in Kanye's outfit thing. And then she does all her makeup and pops in her teeth and pops in her hair and everything else. And
it's one of my favorite things are
the
catfishers of TikTok.
Yes.
Because there's another one who's like, it's like they have like red hair. I don't know if how they identify, but I can't really tell. But like same thing, red hair, like, you know, real pasty. And then all of a sudden it's just like goom glam.
Right.
And you're like. Like, it's like a hard wind hitting me. I'm like, whoa. Yeah,
so
Photoshop wars. I'm
amazing.
Here for it.
Now, I am outraged.
You are?
Outraged as Disney debuts new look for Minnie Mouse, ditching her iconic red dress in favor of a progressive blue sustainable pantsuit. How do we know it's sustainable? It's digital. Anyway, by Stella McCarthy, after vowing to take a new approach to the Snow White remake.
Also, it's a cartoon.
Okay, the only reason, I'm not outraged, but I just want to say, I just don't think it's cute. I don't think blue with black polka dots is very cute. I think we could have done a cuter pantsuit look.
I disagree. As someone wearing my Cozy Earth pantsuit right now.
Okay.
I think this is cute. I like Minnie Mouse like this in the daytime. And I think this is her, like, I'm going to chill at home with Mickey. We're going to sit on the couch.
No, I don't think the red dress is ever coming back.
Oh, you think this is Minnie forever?
Yeah, she's not adding it to her wardrobe.
Well, it's very, like, post-pandemic.
No, the truth is she cleaned out her closet like I did this weekend.
Yeah, and she said, you know what? I've had this dress. It's had a good run. Let her live. Let Minnie live. You know what? She's been overshadowed by Mickey this whole time. She's trying to be her own mouse.
Yeah. My dress.
She's tired of Daisy getting all the attention.
Oh, Daisy's the duck.
Yeah.
Daisy. Isn't Daisy still kind of slutty looking?
Daisy, I think, is a little more.
What?
Yeah, wait. Daisy doesn't wear pants, and no one's outraged by that.
But is Daisy in a committed relationship with Donald or not?
I don't know what their terms are.
And are Minnie and Mickey
open.
A couple?
I think they're open.
But are they? Okay.
Because I've seen Minnie several times, like, looking over at Goofy in, like, a let's go to the bathroom kind of way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I...
And Pluto and Goofy. I'm still confused that Pluto and Pluto and Goofy. Like, how is Goofy a dog and Pluto's a dog?
I was always, like, very into, was it Porky Pig? Porky Pig had a
Porky
girlfriend.
Porky Pig doesn't wear pants either. But no, didn't that's Porky, a man. That's privilege.
But didn't Porky Pig have a girlfriend?
Yeah, Petunia Pig. Oh my God, I'm a nerd.
I love Petunia.
And Petunia's great.
Can you look up Petunia? I'm pretty sure Petunia had pumps. And I love, she did. And as like a little girl that always had really skinny legs, I loved like a curvy fat leg in a pump.
Yeah.
Like in cartoons.
Yeah, she had the little braids.
Oh, she's wearing flats.
Yeah, actually, and you know what? She's also wearing pants. She's wearing a nice skirt, unlike her boyfriend.
Daisy.
Full dong out.
Well, obviously, the Mup. Oh, Daisy's. That's who I want.
Daisy's the like minx.
And Daisy's had. And Daisy has a huge ass.
She's got a big old butt.
She has a big butt.
She's got them duck bottoms.
Well, she better enjoy those shoes because they're probably going to be taken away from her for some sensible brown pumps.
But I mean, I say good for Minnie.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is a lot of talk. Spotify and Joe Rogan respond to complaints about the COVID misinformation. So basically, in a nutshell, you know, he has his show. Spotify bought his show for supposedly $100 million. So technically, he does work for Spotify. He's, you know, 11 million people listen to his show every episode. Mm-hmm. And he's had different doctors on, and they've talked about COVID over the last 2 years. Who's the guy, Willie? Who's the one that originally said, I'm removing my music from Spotify?
Neil Young?
Yes. Okay, so Neil Young. I thought it was someone else named Willie. Anyway, he removed his music, and people started talking. Joe Rogan responded, I think, last night.
Joni Mitchell did, too.
Yeah, last night in a direct like video thing. And in a nutshell, Joe basically said, look, you know, my podcast is conversations. And that's what I say, because I get shit too. Do your research, Heather. I'm so, you know, and say this is not a news report. And I think people are still learning the difference between podcasts. Because there are news podcasts.
There are.
And then there's conversational podcasts by comedians.
And also opinionated comedians.
Exactly.
Because the last time I checked, I was allowed to have an opinion.
Exactly.
And if it doesn't float your boat, I'm sorry. And by the way, I'm not high or drunk when I do these podcasts, comment people. Thank you. I read them.
Well, some people think that?
Oh, yeah. They're like, Justin looks blazed every time he comes on the show. Justin looks like he's hungover. And I'm like,
God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's...
I'm like, that's just his face. I'm being so mean, you guys.
And don't be jealous. But also, I get it. It's like, how am I allowed to not have an opinion, but you can make an opinion about me?
Yes.
Right? So if you don't like Joe Rogan, don't listen to him. I've been on his podcast twice. He's been nothing but lovely to me.
Yeah.
And I get it. He also can talk for a very long time. 3-4 hours.
Right.
And people stick with that, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when I did his podcast, he had all this water around. And I just kept drinking. And I was like, oh, God, if I have to pee, the podcast is over. I have to stay.
Yeah.
So I pissed myself. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I get it. And it's like, sure, if it's not your cup of tea... Don't listen to it.
Right. And it's like, and the other thing is like, hey, and just relax, people. But I just want to say, when it comes to doctors and scientists, if you were to get a disease and the first doctor that you go to goes, immediately, we got to do this treatment. And you came home and you told your loved ones, they would say, okay, but let's go get a second and third opinion.
Yeah.
Isn't that the advice that we get? So... It's not unheard of that one doctor might feel differently about something than another.
Exactly.
They're not God. They went to school. They make mistakes like everybody else. They get sued by like everybody else. And some are, you know, and some can be great for the, you know, and then make a monumental mistake and they have a patient die. It fucking happens.
And
they're human.
I think that's the mistake that a lot of these people are getting, is that they're assuming that they're getting all of this information that the media and the government doesn't want to tell you about, and they're being told it's true. And again, like you said, it's like, oh, let's go get another opinion from another doctor. So again, it's a podcast. It's not a news podcast. It's not, but then you have the people who are like, well, what's real and what's fake? And I'm like, you have to figure out what you want to believe.
Right.
And then go with that. And so if you want to listen to Joe, who's, again, a nice guy, go for it. But if you don't, Don't. But at the same time, he's not a news anchor.
Right. Exactly. I think that's what people think. It's like, yeah, there's one type of thing where someone is giving you information. There was a bombing in Israel.
Yeah.
The police report said this.
Yeah.
And then there's other people that are like, so I think Julia Fox is being an asshole.
Yeah. How dare you? Exactly.
I think this is a dumb thing that she's doing with her career. I don't agree with it. Maybe I'll be wrong. Mm-hmm. I can be wrong. She could be getting an Oscar in 2 years when Oscars are back in. I could be wrong. I don't know.
And this time, I honestly, I'm confused just as much as everybody else. Yeah. You know, it's like, I just feel like there was a thing where like 250 doctors wrote into Spotify and saying, yes, like, oh, he's giving out false information, which I can kind of relate that to like comments, you know, like, yes, I'm going to complain about you till something gets done.
Right.
But then that's just 250 doctors in the span of all of the doctors.
Yeah.
So now I think they did something smart. They put up a little COVID disclaimer.
Yes.
Which is just a little like, hey, if you want to listen to this, that's fine. But some things are going to be said.
Yeah.
And if you're butthurt about it, sorry.
Yeah.
But I mean, how many other podcasts are, I mean, there's like a podcast called Cumtown, you know,
yeah,
it's like, which does very well.
Right, right.
And it's like, I just feel like it's, you know, he's a very successful man. He's good at what he's done. Good at what he does. He has an audience. You know, he's got the UFC crowd. He's got the, you know, the podcast crowd. He's definitely a huge name.
Yeah,
and
but
people
that,
are just
exactly
like,
it. But ah! I think, yeah. And then Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, I guess, said they're upset with it.
Oh,
and
of course.
They might want to leave Spotify. And someone's like, are you even on Spotify? Oh, you got all these deals with Netflix and Spotify. Where's the content?
Yeah.
You're still just feeding the chickens, complaining that you had to couch surf on, what's his name? Who's the guy that they had to couch surf on?
Oh, yeah.
How sad that was when they had no home and they had to go to
Santa Barbara and wine country and couch surf.
Yeah. And like, yeah. But anyway.
Try doing that in Hollywood. Like, my God.
But yeah, exactly. And so we don't want.
And I feel like, yes.
We don't want censorship. We don't.
I don't want censorship. I think the First Amendment is there for a reason. I feel like if you're an artist, you should be able to express yourself. You know, and I feel like Neil Young and Joni Mitchell pulling their music, I think that's sure. And if that's their opinion, and if you don't want to listen to Spotify, there's Apple Music.
I have to say, though,
iTunes, like, do all that.
I have to say that I think.
But I love my Year in Rewind on Spotify.
But I want to say, I wonder if Joni Mitchell
mm-hmm.
really had someone really kind of sit down and go, okay, I know you're feeling like really passionate about this. Why don't we listen to it for 3 hours? Why don't we talk about some other things? Are you sure? I feel like so many times people immediately see something and they're like, I'm fucking, you know, and they go crazy on the internet. Yeah, like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I've heard this guy is this way for so long that this is just the final nail in the coffin. And you're like, yeah, but you don't really know.
Yeah.
And I don't really know because I don't have time to listen. You know, I've listened to very little of his stuff, but I respect him.
He cooks elk meat. And take saunas.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's just...
sauna selfies. Yeah. Come on. And I think Joni Mitchell, and I love Joni Mitchell. I'm like a huge fan of Joni Mitchell. I think, honestly, it was like, you know, that older generation.
Yeah.
Not to age shame. But she's from the 60s. And, you know, I feel like Neil Young was like, I'm pulling my music because of this. And she looked at her peer and was like, well,
absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm done too, girl.
Yeah, like, I know someone who died of COVID. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. This is a very exciting
Are they
news.
Back?
Hollywood Unlocked is letting us know that the gay penguins at the New York Zoo became first-time dads. I've been following gay penguin life for a decade now.
We've discussed it many times.
I don't know if this is the same gay penguins, but they have been fostering.
Mm-hmm.
So they got an egg with a little chick in it. And I don't know if the mom, you know, wanted to model or what? Why she couldn't raise her own child. I don't know. I hope it was her choice.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she didn't have some parents that were like, not our penguin daughter, you know, and sent her to the wayward home for penguin sluts.
Oh, yes. I love
like
a
they
penguin
used to do
slut.
In the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And then gave her, like, I hope that she was like, I have other plans. I'm just not the mom type. You guys are my two best gay friends.
Yeah.
You've been trying so hard to get pregnant. It's never going to happen. I hate to bring it to you. And then she, but I have heard in the past that some gay penguins have stolen.
Yeah, I was going to say
stolen eggs.
They steal an egg.
I want to just—that's my concern as a mother that this was something that she is an independent woman,
a free thinker, a loose spirit.
Hopefully, you know, because also, like, whoever impregnated her, does that dad have
any rights? Deadbeat penguin.
Or is he?
Yeah.
They could have just been like, this is such a fun experiment. We're in fucking New York City. Mm-hmm. Let's have the first gay dads to raise a penguin. And I just want to make sure that the rights of the biological parents were honored.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess we'll never know.
I don't really trust the zoo.
I don't trust the zoo either. It's caged. I think I mean,
it's
they're
one
not.
Thing,
they need to be free gay penguins.
Unless this egg was captured at a fire department,
at a drop-off station.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm okay with the gay penguins having it.
I mean,
or she died.
But look at
the
this
mom
picture.
Died. I mean, they're hot. It's cute.
This is better. I mean, this is the Kanye Julia Fox picture that I wanted.
Yes, they're making out. It's really cute, and yeah. So that's. So we'll see how it goes. But I would like more information on the actual mother and father of that, and that, like, they're left, they're in a band.
Yeah.
They dropped off the egg at the fire department within the zoo, and they're like, we're good.
We're good.
We're gay allies. These are our best gay friends. They want to stay in the zoo forever and perform for the people walking by. We're done.
Oh, yeah. These gay penguins are going to teach this chick choreography.
Yes.
For the people watching. They're going to have, you know, they'll give baby's first mimosa.
Just everything.
It's going to be the best. It'll have the best tux in the little.
And I want to say, I can't remember if I was right. Can you just check? I think the chick might have been actually a chick. But no, maybe
like
it's not
chicken?
Born yet. No, I don't think it's out yet. I don't think it's been born yet.
The chicken hasn't come out yet?
I don't think it's cracked out yet.
Oh. Well, great coming out moment.
I know.
What's the chick?
We'll be following it. Okay, so Cheer, second season is back.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, this is a show on Netflix about this junior college that you just let me know you have a tie to.
I do have a tie to Navarro College. My brother actually went to Navarro College for baseball.
Wow.
And I had, like, no idea that that was the school. He was like, yeah, you know I went there, right? And I was like... Oh, yeah. So, in Corsicana, Texas.
And do you call it a junior college or do you call it a community college?
I call it a community college.
So
I think, like, there was community colleges. I mean, it's either way, junior college or community college. But, like, in Texas, I think we kind of called it as community college.
And I said, oh, it's a junior college. And my son goes, what's a junior college?
Yeah.
And I go, it's a community college. He's like, oh, I've never heard it called a junior college before. And I go, oh, I guess. Because I always go, get your book bag. And they're like, Mom, you're such an old loser. It's called backpack. And so I'm like, I wonder if junior college is another one of those things that's like just
ages It's the new, we can't,
me.
Yeah, we can't say junior college. Yeah. Yeah, so I loved Cheer.
Yeah.
I'm from Texas. I don't know if you know, but I was a mascot in high school.
So did you get in that hot outfit?
Like, I got into a hot outfit, and you're looking
were
at...
Were you, like, sweating? Did you lose weight?
Oh, yeah. I was, I ran. I was doing... You're looking at the former best mascot in the state of Texas. I went to these camps. I went to NCAA camps.
You didn't want to actually do the cheering and...
No!
Okay.
I wanted to dress up and be like, I was a cougar, you know?
Oh.
Look how far I've come. So I would go to these camps, and I would watch, like, the cheerleaders and the dance teams, like, compete, because it was, you know... Football's huge in Texas,
yes.
And so, like, cheerleading's just as extreme. And I could totally relate with this. It's very competitive. It is a sport to me. I identify cheerleading as a sport.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I mean, absolutely.
And,
gymnasts and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they get beat up and bruised and, you know, it's just very, like, they love what they do. And this season, you know, you told me to watch, like, because I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So I was watching a couple of the episodes last night. And it was just so cute to watch them all, like, well, you know, I just really want to cheer. And, you know, we just really want to put our hearts into it. Because this is the season after the first one where they all blew up. So you see them, like, getting cameos.
I thought that was so interesting that we get to see. Because so much of that is my always complaint about The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Is that they won't let them break the fourth wall and talk a little bit about now their life.
Yeah.
They have to do cameos. They're a guest on a podcast whatever.
They're doing ads and sponsors and Good Morning America and Good Morning America Australia and all that
stuff.
So
I loved that we saw that. And so I had Annie look up, I think this is the next one, how much they got paid. So Navarro College and the rival schools, because this the second season is the rival school.
Can I just say?
Only made $30,000 per episode, per season, all of them. So they had to split $30,000 across the board, coaches, team, anybody that was featured at all.
Which is kind of shocking to me because Monica has an agent now.
And I feel like second season we see Monica being like, talk to my person because you're – and I think she's kind of feels badly that like these kids are getting exposed. So she's smart in that, like, you better hop on these deals now because they're not going to be around in a couple years.
Yeah.
That maybe one or two of them will go for, just like all the Bachelor people.
Right.
You know, every single one of them got the Instagram and got the podcast, and I'm sure
one or two will shine.
Yes, and now there's probably only like a handful of those Bachelor podcasts that are still doing well.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you better jump on this when you can jump on it. And it's interesting to see, you know, that they're doing all this and that they're trying to – I just love that we got to see. But I was always concerned, like, that first season, too. I'm like, I would like to also know, and I don't know if you know this, someone can tell me. I assume you've got to take a few classes at the junior college, at the community college, in order to qualify as being able to cheer for Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, she left, and then she came back, and she left, and she came back. And there was one guy in the background that looked about 45. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, and they're like, oh, you know, we have older people and younger people. And yeah. Oh, now this person left. And, you know, so I'm like, literally, I get it. This is what you love to do. This is, and if you're the mom, you're like, girl, I guess just do it until, I mean, if the show didn't exist, you just keep doing this till you're 26 or crippled? Or what do you do? I mean, like, what is the goal? Like, how, because then you don't want to leave the junior college to actually finish and get your four-year degree, because then you can't cheer anymore.
Well, that's what I was also wondering, too, because, I mean, there's the all-star teams that they're talking about, and then there's the actual just Navarro College, which is reputable. Then, you know, Daytona's like the creme de la creme competition for NCAA.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, do they transfer to, like, a bigger university and try out for that team? Well, do you know what I mean? Because that's usually what people in community college do. They'll get their credits, and then they'll transfer to a bigger school or something like that. But, yeah, again, I don't know. It's like even when COVID hit in this season, and I felt so bad because they're like, oh, so-and-so's gone now, so-and-so graduated. Like, they didn't have that final. Because remember, it was like 52 days until Daytona, and then all of a sudden it went to like 200 days until Daytona, and you're like, oh, no.
Right.
And I felt really bad about that, but like, yeah, I don't understand what the goal is. I mean, I guess you become a coach. You become
right. So one girl actually did leave, go finish school.
Yeah, at she
a
came back
and then has come back in coaching, and she takes over.
And she has like, and she's so cute because she's like, I also was a student here, and Monica trained me, and now in her absence, because she's on Dancing with the Stars, I'm going to take over, and I'm a lot younger than them, and some of them are the same age, and some of them are way older than me, but they got to listen. And the whole time I'm like, that eyelash is not glued on right. It was like right here. She had that wonky eyelash, and I was like, oh no, no one told her.
So I started watching it because I was like, I want to know how they handle the fact that Jerry Harris, who was one of the stars that was on Ellen, that, you know, everybody loved, and he got to interview Joe Biden, and he's doing commercials, and people are like crying, and he's got this great spirit about him, and he does the Matt Talks, and he's a little overweight, but he gets to be on the cheer team, and clearly the breakout person. He got to be on E! Doing the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. He was like the Leslie Jones of cheer.
They basically...
just like every... like
they probably fired you from E!
Uh-huh.
In hopes to replace you with Jerry.
Well...
I heard that was the rumor.
I was not fired. I left accordingly.
Sorry. I apologize. Well, they were probably good because we got to have Jerry be the new... Well, now this takes a dark turn, but I want to talk about it because I thought it was super interesting. Amazing how they did this. Now, listen, I would tell people, if you're not into watching all the cheerleading stuff, because I have to say I got a little bored with the cheering stuff. But then I saw, episode five is just Jerry. And
it's called Jerry.
It's called Jerry. And I'm telling you, it is fascinating because I did not have all this information when the stories came out. And it's amazing how they handled it. And basically what happened is there's these identical twin boys that were doing cheerleading in middle school.
13 and 14, yeah.
And they meet Jerry at all these cheer things. Not only is he an older cheer person, but now he's a huge celebrity. He starts Snapchatting one of the twins and asking for photos, and butt sexual pics. Stuff is going on between the two of them. They meet at a event, and he says, meet me in the bathroom, meets him in the bathroom. He asks him for sex, doesn't force himself on him, but was really pressuring him, making him feel bad. And his identical twin brother, I think they're identical, but
yeah,
the twin brother sees his brother, and he's like, I just knew something was wrong. He confides into his brother, and I just want to say, I just love that there's two of them.
Oh.
I love that they had each other, these boys. Like, and eventually, they still don't tell their mom, and the mom sees a little text from Jerry saying, like, you know, something about...
So sorry that I did that. Yeah. You know, I can't talk to you guys anymore.
And they thought, like, Snapchat. Oh, it's Snapchat. It's disappeared forever. Well, the mom did the research, and it's not disappeared forever.
For your eyes only.
Yes. And it was interesting. I remember there was a comedian on a podcast.
By the name of
Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia.
And people zoomed in on his face when he was like, yeah, but then Snapchat's gone forever. Yeah. And they're like, no, not if you do this thing. And he was like...
Blurp.
Yeah. And so it gets all that gets found out. And I just it's amazing. So they hire this attorney who was a victim.
Yeah. Of the Larry Nassar case.
Right. And she's going to law school and still doing gymnastics, or maybe she was a freshman in college. I can't remember which. Still going to him for her treatments that, you know, was digital penetration in the anus and the vagina. Never knowing that this was not appropriate, not okay. And so she goes on to be an attorney, and she's representing the boys. And then they arrest him. But first, the mom goes and writes to the association, ignored anonymously, writes to another association, ignored, and goes to the FBI, who, thank God, do get back to her on Monday. But at that point, she's like, in case they ignore me as well, I'm going to go to the media. And she gets the two women that investigated
the gymnastics
thing to write about this story. So then they arrest Jerry, and he does confess that not only did he do Snapchatting and all this with these boys, but he actually did have sex with a 15-year-old. And there was like 15 other kids that never told. And the way the boys are like showing their face...
Showing their face, yes.
The mother, and like, I'm
so
just
brave,
so
yeah.
proud of them. And like the amount of kids that they saved, because if they had kept their mouth shut, because 14 other kids kept their mouth shut that we even know of. There could have even been more, you know. 14 kids kept their mouth shut. And this guy could have gone on to have his own gym,
yeah.
his own talk show, uh-huh. where like a Michael Jackson situation, meeting kids, who knows? It could have gone on forever.
Well, and that's what I thought was interesting too, is that they had, you know, they showed the age range. Like you were saying, they were like, there was some 45-year-old guy in the background. It's like, you know, they had that cheer squad. They're like, how old are you guys? And he's like, well, I'm almost 30. And it's like, well, how old are you? I'm 13. It's like, why is this all just one group of just, you know, when you're with those people all the time and you're flipping them and holding on to their bodies and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, why are we just mixing age groups together? Why is
yes.
there not like the teenage group and the men over 30 group? You know, it's like, and I think it's sad. It's really, really sad. And the thing that really got me was when they tried to get him out on bail to do house arrest and being watched by all the mothers. Like there was like a group of moms who were going to watch him under mm-hmm. house arrest. And they were like, well, he knew things were getting bad and he threw away his phone. No.
Yes.
He kept his phone.
No, he got rid of his phone.
And then bought another one
and
did the same thing.
And started to pursue kids again. Yeah. And then I also thought it was interesting when Monica said that he wrote her and said, and was still super positive and was like, oh, I'm going to get out of this and be a motivational speaker. And then I thought it was interesting that his good friends,
Ladarius,
were like, I wish if I would have known.
And Gabby Yellers.
Like if I would have known, I would have said, don't even go down this path, or like you, because you just can't believe that he did this. But then he's like, it was interesting because then they flash back and he goes, if I wasn't in cheer, they recorded this in 2019.
Oh, I know. I got chills.
If it wasn't in cheer, I would be in jail. I'd be doing bad things. I'd be doing this. I'd be doing that. You know, so it's like.
And he's like, cheer saved my life. And so you're like, ooh.
He's not innocent. And then, you know, and then when the one kid, well, the one friend of his said, yeah, if I would have known, like, I would have beat him the shit out of him because he knows I was a
victim. Molested. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh.
I mean,
it's crazy.
I'm just so grateful. I'm just so, everyone should just be so grateful for these boys and this mother.
I'm glad these boys could be aggressive. be aggressive.
Yes. And then again, I'm like so glad they had each other.
I know. And I'm glad their mom.
If the one boy didn't have his brother,
yeah, it would have never been told.
He may have never spoken up.
Well, because that's what happened. Remember the kid?
And the brother probably knows, you know how like identical twins sort of sense stuff, so that like
they have that twin talk.
Yeah.
But even though when the first boy was molested, then Jerry started hitting up the second one.
Right.
And
that sometimes is what is also really fucked up for a victim.
Yeah.
Is that all of a sudden you're a victim to this molester, and then just like a normal relationship, they're over you and they reject you.
Yeah.
And you see them going for somebody else.
Like your brother?
So then you're re-victimized and you're hurt all over again in a weird way. And just how, like, I just love that they were able to articulate, like, my grades went down. I felt self-conscious.
Of course they did.
And then the thing that when people were not like, but, oh, we don't want to fuck up this great program and we don't want to lose Jerry. And when I was in high school, I had this drama teacher. And we were so excited to have this drama teacher because we were finally like going to improv competition, doing all this stuff that the school had never done. And I was like a junior or senior, I think. And the guy was like always really talking close to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at one point he like leaned in and like gave me a kiss on my cheek right here, really long. And I went into my English class and I remember I was crying. And I was like, oh, my God, fuck, we're going to lose this whole good program. Like, nobody knows how to sign us up for this fucking stuff. We're doing one acts. And I think he's a really good teacher. Maybe he just doesn't know how to act in an all-girl high school. You know, we really only had, like, three men working there. So my English teacher was like, what's wrong? And I told her. And I remember I said, everyone's going to be furious at me if you fire this guy because we finally have a good drama department. Can you just tell him, like, he's walking a fine line? Like, I was smart enough to know that, like...
You knew what was going to happen.
Like,
if you,
yes, he's walking a fine line, but I'm giving you a warning. Like, don't try anything. And he was dating the dance teacher. Like, they were like a normal, like, 30-year-old couple. So I don't know that he wanted anything more than really just to think I had a cute fat face that he wanted to kiss. I don't know. But he would like literally be at the front of the class and we'd be like a mile back.
Yeah.
Like he never, ever crossed the line again.
Did he apologize to you?
No, I think maybe, I can't remember. He might have actually. I just remember it changed. I got to do my Night Mother scene.
Oh, Night Mother. Oh, what a good one.
I mean, I got to do my, like, I was really enjoying the program.
It's a great high school play.
And what he was saying was, like, he goes, and you're a leader and, like, all this. And I just want to tell you how great you are, you know? And I was just so glad to have someone, like, show interest.
Yeah.
But providing that went a different way, that is how it starts. You give this person attention. That's part of the grooming process. I saw this pedophile talk about it in sports. And he goes, you pick out the kid and you start giving them compliments and special attention that they're really good at this. And it's like, wow. I mean, it's just...
And just the shame. Like, that's the thing. Like, these kids spoke up and they were like, yeah, we walked down the hallway and everyone was looking at us and whispering and just, you know, mad at us.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, because, I mean, you see these kids in the series where they're just like, Jerry!
Yay! Yes. Can we hug you? And it's like, oh my God.
And just Hollywood. And also, like, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of gross,
and
too.
And you kind of wonder.
The Hollywood aspect.
What I
of
would
it.
Like to know if they ever find out more, if somebody can do the research. Were there any cases of him approaching these children prior to his fame?
Oh, like before Cher.
Yeah, like, oh, in 2016 or 17, when he was already 18 or whatever, was he still doing this at Cher competitions where he'd meet young kids?
I would assume so.
Or did this, obviously it was underlying, but also did this fame and this all this get into a place of just, you know, how fame
untouchable
changes people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can have anything I want. I can get away with it. Uh-huh.
I'm
is
friends
what I
with
desire.
Ellen.
Yeah. Friends with Ellen. I'm friends with Joe Biden.
Yeah. That's what I thought was great. When the kid was like, I saw him talking to President Biden and I said I had to say something. And I'm like, good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
So anyway, Brittany is still wearing the brown pumps.
Mm-hmm.
There are two pairs of brown pumps I want people to know that I'm obsessed with. One is more of a Minnie Mouse heel with a rounded toe. These are the pointed toe. But she's very comfortable in the brown pumps. And she has now talked about that her suits and her dresses are expensive and that she also broke her foot 2 years ago. So people are definitely confident that she listens to Juicy Scoop and is aware that I'm obsessed with both her inexpensive outfits mm-hmm. and her sensible brown pumps. What are you thinking? What's going on?
I don't know.
How do you feel about now in the Britney Spears? Give me your take. It's been a couple weeks. I want Justin's opinion.
Well, I do a bit on stage where I'm talking about it. Because
which you'll see this weekend.
You will see this weekend.
At the Tempe Improv.
You will see me do it this weekend, but yes. I am a little concerned because I put it out there like, when do we start regretting freeing Britney Spears?
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say. Maybe we shouldn't have put her back in the wild. It's just a lot at this point.
I do question the boyfriend.
There's something with the boyfriend.
Let me just clarify real quick.
I'm glad she's free.
Yes, me too.
But I'm just saying, like, what we see, like, it's become an everyday thing where she'll have a picture of a little girl that's not her on a horse. Or, like, here's some flowers. Or, you know, it, like, here's my broken toe from 2 years ago. Like, it's just kind of like, okay. Like, I don't get it.
I either feel like the boyfriend is not very bright, or
he was an extra in her video. That's how they met.
I don't think he's very bright, and I think he just lets her do whatever she wants. But in that sense, that's not really a partner, because a partner should be like, wait a minute. But then again, she's been controlled by so many people. I better not even tell her to change a sentence.
Don't say shit. So, but it's also those things where it's like, I look at these things, and in my head, I'm like, this is weird, right? Does this seem off to you, or someone will send me a video or DM me something and I'll be like, yeah, what is this? And then I look at the comments and everyone's like, slay queen, live your life.
Right.
You are gorgeous. You are beautiful. Yes. And it's like, oh, well,
yeah,
okay.
She's loving that.
Yeah,
I think
get it. It's a
good
compliment.
The body's banging. The suit looks good.
Yeah.
Here she is in a yellow suit. Same moves.
Those Werther's original colored shoes.
She is very upset that national bestseller, duh. The timing of your book is unbelievable, Jamie Lynn, especially knowing the whole world had no clue what was really done to me. So she's still mad.
You are scum, Jamie Lynn.
Yeah, she keeps... Ooh, she does say that?
At the very end, last line, you are scum, Jamie Lynn.
Yeah, so...
But here's the thing with this. Pick up the phone. Have a conversation. Why are we doing this back and forth Instagram post bullshit? It's your sister. If you have something to say, FaceTime, talk to each other. But I'm so over this, like,
yeah,
like, it's so petty and lame. Just pick up the phone.
Recently, Kathy Hilton, on some Instagram, someone caught that she put, like, under comments at Rick Hilton, help me, get me out of this place. This trip is awful in Aspen or whatever. Because there's all this blog talk that the girls were fighting and two went home and I don't know. And someone's like, this is so funny that, you know, Kathy does this. She thinks this is the way to get a hold of her. She knows.
She knows.
You guys.
Yeah.
her daughter is Paris Hilton. She's been doing using Instagram as a Real Housewife for a year and a half. She knows that this is not private when she writes her husband. And why wouldn't she call her husband?
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. I read the comments. Everyone's like, she's such a hoot. She's so crazy.
What a wild one.
Oh, my God. Who's hunky-dory?
Yeah.
I think you're funny, too. You've added entertainment. It's a fucking act, you guys. Come on.
It's Hollywood.
Like,
it's like
you
this
really
gets people
think
talking.
That she's like, doesn't understand. Okay.
Make Rihanna, it count. Make
Rihanna's
it count.
Rihanna's pregnant.
Yay. She found love in a homeless place. I'm so excited. I woke up to this. CNN exclusive. Rihanna's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
She's gorgeous.
How long have they been together?
They've been together for, I want to say, maybe a couple years. Not
ASAP
I mean,
Rocky.
Over a year.
They're
I
not
love
married,
this.
Right? Nobody gets married
I don't
anymore.
Think they are.
And what else? Oh, and Nick Cannon is pregnant with his eighth baby.
Are you kidding me?
No, you
Enough.
Didn't see that? They had a baby shower this weekend.
I love the two of them. I think she's so great. I'm so happy for Rihanna. I'm wondering if she's going to have a rude boy
or if
she's going to treat this baby like she's the only girl in the world. I'm very excited to see.
Oh, you've been waiting for that. Thank God I got to this topic.
I thought about it on the way over here.
I know you did. And if I would have cut the story short,
I would have been like,
short,
hey, can we just reshoot that?
I thought you might would enjoy this. Hollywood Unlocked is reporting that Jason Momoa is reportedly living in a 750,000 RV following the Lisa Bonet breakup right up in Topanga, up in Woodland Hills, between Woodland Hills and Malibu. And
this does not surprise me.
It doesn't surprise
Go
me.
Go off, King.
And I just want to say in LA, there's a lot of parked RVs nowadays. Mm-hmm. Jason could be in one of them.
He could definitely be in one of them.
And you wouldn't know it. You're like,
I bet it looks like the shitty little tiny trailer. And then you walk in and it's like MTV Cribs.
But how amazing, though, if Kanye's talent scouts go out looking for homeless people and then approach Jason Momoa and say, listen, would you, I think you could model. And then he's like, I'm Jason Momoa.
I'm Jason Momoa. Like, I'm Aquaman, bitch. Like, I don't need.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were just an aspiring Kanye model.
No, I've done some things here and there. I love this. He's so hot. And yes, I honestly.
But it's parked near his friend's house, which is near her house. So he's like, yeah, I'll just live there and be able to see, I guess, the kids easily.
I bet there's a beanbag in there. I bet there's like some Nag Champa, like incense burning. Like...
Definitely. He can have all his Moroccan oil hair products there. Oof. Yes, mm-hmm. definitely. I wanted you to know that this is a one that I want to talk to you about.
Oh, no. What happened? I don't know.
Oh, there's nothing wrong. Okay. Nothing wrong. Wilmer Valderrama wrote this, and a Juicy Scooper said, can you please discuss this?
Okay.
42 today.
Wow.
I am so proud of me, man. I've been working and lifting myself up for 2 decades. Once I learned that I could get up on my own at 2 years old, I knew that nothing could keep me down. I learned that every bruise eventually heals. I also learned to challenge my fears. I rhymed that on purpose.
Oh, shit.
What rhymes, though? I don't get what rhymes.
Heels and fears do not rhyme.
No, it doesn't.
I learned that every bruise eventually heals. I also learned to challenge my fears. Oh, no.
Heels and fears.
Leave the rapping
to
ASAP Rocky, Wilmer.
Yeah. Fearlessly facing a future I've built with my own two hands. To my beautiful family, especially my mother, for having me on this day. Congrats, Mom. Added that part. Back on... this whatever today is, and my incredible friends who are my brothers and sisters for life. Thank you for making sure I'd become exactly who I am today. And then he says to my daughter, who has an Instagram account, I get to kiss my daughter and I'm a father. And to my unbelievable fans, thank you for being on this ride with me. Cannot wait to show you the road that awaits us ahead. My wolf pack, we've just begun. So, gosh. I mean, I wish it was my birthday because I'd totally want to parody this fucking thing. Wow. How did I do it?
A lot of you ask me this every day. And
it reminds me of the Snoop Dogg thing that everyone uses that voice. Like I've got one person to thank me. Like, he won an award and he's like, I'd like to thank me.
I'd like to thank me.
Yeah.
This is,
Yeah. Why not thank yourself?
Yeah. You know I'm so proud of me, man.
Just when I thought that we could not be more conceited with social media as just always like taking 12 photos of yourself to do a slideshow because you literally can't decide if you look better this way or this.
That way.
Yeah. Or so you have to put them all. Yeah. So now you have to do birthday toasts to yourself.
Yeah. Cheers to me.
Yeah. And just say, God, what can I say, Heather? When you were...
It's your daily affirmation in the mirror.
What can I say, Heather? God. Like, every day I wake up and I'm like, fuck.
We did this, girl.
You still look fucking great.
Yeah. You know how to scoop some juice.
Yeah, you... Like, ever since... You figured out how to put one foot in front of the other. Yeah. Guess what? You didn't stop.
You know what else?
You could have sat down.
Ever since Heather.
Chose to keep walking.
You kept walking. And I'm so glad that you decided that day to go to Trashy Lingerie.
Yeah.
And pick out a piece of fabric.
That's right. That's right.
And wear it with confidence to your singles party the Playboy Mansion.
I had a boyfriend.
And you know what? You just haven't stopped since.
I have not.
Here's to 25 years more. Take that, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, really, Jerry Seinfeld. Wow. Well, here's another brave moment. Hoda Kotb, which I always said, how does her namesake, how does KOTB be copy?
I mean, if this was on Wordle, I would jump off a building. If Kotby was the word, I'd be like, first of all, it's not six letters. I get that, or five, or whatever it is. But like, Hoda Kotb.
She said, she is quoted as saying, Joel and I have had a lot of prayerful and really meaningful conversations over the holidays. And we decided that we're better as friends. By the way, that does not sound like a fun holiday. Ooh. We are better as friends and parents than we are as an engaged couple. We are going to start this new year and begin it on our new path and loving parents to our adorable, delightful children. I only thought they had one, but I guess they have more.
So and then they she were just engaged? Said
she's very, very brave. It's yeah.
But like they have kids together?
I think she adopted a child while they were dating and made him the father. But anyway, she's single and brave.
Single and brave. I mean, good for her.
Good for her, I guess. I don't know. Whenever it starts like this, it's like
Joel and I have had. Okay, we. Got
it. I don't. It'll be interesting when it's not so fun.
I mean, girl, you drink wine in the morning. Live it up.
Oh, that's get all, a bigger that's glass. That's all fake too. Well, I think we're gonna wrap this up. But
yeah.
One last thing I need you to see.
Oh yes,
is Madonna's
thank you.
Ass.
Yeah.
Now, when is someone gonna tell her? Like, do you think her kids go, Mom? I know you got your ass done, but it's really actually not that good of an ass job, and it looks better covered. Could you just not feature it on an Instagram? Like, one thing to get your ass done, okay, fine. It probably looks really cute in, like, a dress, maybe, if it's not skin tight.
Yeah.
But if you took a photo of it. I know you can't see it walking around because it's behind you, but Madonna, you took a photo of it and then chose to post it.
Yeah, it's... I think there needs to just be a Madonna butt Instagram account because I love this. I loved the Madonna under the bed with her ass out. And this is Madonna at the car with her ass
yes.
out. Yes. I think she asked for a Brazilian butt lift and they gave her a Brazilian butt laugh because it's so much. I think it looks like if you flip her upside down, it looks like a fly with antennas.
Yes. Yes,
like
those
fly
are glasses. Yes, those eyes.
Yeah, it looks like an insect face to me, and I can't not see it otherwise. Like anything
I know,
else.
People have been talking that the ass might be headed out in fashion, like stale. Like
yeah.
People are. I think she might be the place where it turned a corner. Hard, sharp ass corner.
It's very strange to me, and I'm not trying to, it's just a lot because I'm like, is she a Bratz doll at this point?
Yeah.
It's just a weird, I know she's always reinventing herself and everyone always uses that as like an excuse, like, well, she's the queen of reinventing herself. And I'm like, I know, but like, what is this? What era is this? Like we had the Spanish era. We had the, you know, the Vogue era. We had Now we have this like weird Madam X, Gen Z TikTok Madonna. And I'm like, I'm very confused about it. And she's like smoking weed. She still has a grill in. I don't know. What do you think?
I just think it's just exhausting.
It's Madonna. And
but then someone could say that about me. Like, Heather, are you doing going out on a Saturday night at Craig's in a miniskirt?
At the end of the day.
Do you think they're saying that about me?
No, but I going back to what you said, can you love yourself too much? And we said no. And I think, you know, Madonna's in love with herself. And if she's doing that, then she's happy.
And then again, you should love yourself.
Love yourself.
And
love
on that note,
she's happy with her butt.
I love you.
I love you.
And we're going to have fun at the Tempe Improv. Mm-hmm. One show Friday the 4th, the other two Saturday the 5th. Come see us. Hear what we have to say. We do talk even more freely, way more freely at a live show.
We do.
Than
just don't get
podcast.
Crazy.
Yeah, at a podcast.
And don't get locked in a closet when you see us.
That's right. Please, please be careful. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.